been thinking for a topic for President's Day. So the obvious topic would be Kavod Malchus. What's the status of Kavod Malchus in Halacha? How do we treat Kavod Malchus? Questions which arise, as we'll see as we make our way through the sugya, halachically, is we're all familiar with the fact that there's a bracha which could be made on a king. Malchi Yisrael, Malchi Akum, Difinus Chos, Shechalak Mikvodai Lireyav, Nasa Mikvodai Labasav Adam. So the questions which come up, halacha bizmanazeh, is the idea of a melech of yesteryear is kimat not existent in the Western world. So when we speak about malchus, we speak about a president, we speak about a prime minister. What's the status of such a person in halacha when it comes to bracha and malchus? Well, let's say a dictator even. There's a dictator, somebody who has the power, who is somewhat of a melech, because he has executive power to the highest degree, is that considered to be malchus that it would warrant a bracha? These are all things which may be nogea, may not be nogea, because are we seeing the president ever? Well, you may see him on television, so could you make a bracha by seeing him on television? Right? Obviously not, because nobody does. But why not? Why is that not the case? Thank you, Jeff. Would there be an afkamina between making a bracha on a Rasha who's a melech? Does the fact that he's a Rasha disqualify him? Maybe there's a difference between a melech and a malka. Rav Shmuel deals with, what about the queen of England? She's the queen, I mean, no longer, you know, but so the king of England, can you make a bracha on him? What are the powers which a person needs in order to allow for bracha to be made? These are all things which are discussed. Let's say you see a king in plain clothes. Like today, you know, nobody goes around in the royal clothes unless maybe some far-out countries, chvesnish. But everybody's kind of going around like a regular guy. So does that also allow for a bracha? So these are things which come up. But as we said in the topic of the shir, let's try to delve into this in a optimistic life. And like, what's the nature of this bracha? What's the emek advarim? What are we trying to accomplish with this bracha? So we need to first source Kavod Malchus in Chazal. So the very first Mar Malkum we have here at the top. Vayishlach Paro vayikras Yosef vayitzu min habor vayigalach vichalav simayse vayovel Paro. So Yosef was summoned to come before Paro. Rashi says vayigalach, he took a haircut. Why do we need to know that? Mipnei Kavod HaMalchus. The din in Kavod Malchus. So the Mepharshim say something very interesting. The Rashi's not coming just to tell you a circumstantial fact. Rashi is coming to tell you what the heter was for Yosef to be able to get a haircut. Why would he not be allowed to get a haircut? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, what day did Yosef come out of that pit, the bar, that Beis Asurim? Rosh Hashanah. How could he get a haircut in Rosh Hashanah? So Elamai, as we'll see when we get to the Gemara and Brachas, the Gemara Brachas says, why don't we just do it now? Tashma, turn to the right, the first Gemara Brachas. Amar Rav Tzadik Bar Tzadik, Rav Elazar Bar Tzadik, Midalgin Hayinu Al Gabi Aronos Shal Mesin Nekras Malchi Yisrael. We would skip on the Aronos of the Mesin, the Arons, the coffins, in order to see the Malchi Yisrael. V'loy Likras Malchi Yisrael V'vad, Amar. Ela Filo Likras Malchi Akam. This would be allowed not just to see a Jewish king, but even a Goyisha king. Why is that? Famous Lashon of the Gemara, Shem Yizke Yavchen. Shem Yizke Yavchen B'malchi Yisrael L'malchi Akam. Halavai that a person one day will see Melech HaMashiach, and they'll be able to discern the difference between the kavod which was afforded to kings Bizman Hazeh and to the Melech HaMashiach. When the Gemara is not to say, how is that mutter? The Gemara says, because it's only a Toma D'Rabbanan. And the last line here says, Mishum Kavod Malchim Loi Gazlu Barbanan. So when it comes to an Isser D'Rabbanan, they waived the Isser in order to allow for Kavod Malchus, which is a Gevaldik Chiddush. So now let's go back to Yosef HaTzadik. He was allowed to get a haircut because of Kavod Malchus. How is it to get a haircut because of Kavod Malchus? Isn't that an Isser maybe D'Oraisa? So we said, no, it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. Either because it was a second day Rosh Hashanah, which would be D'Rabbanan. Okay, I know, this Sfeika D'Yayma, maybe Yom HaRichta. But the point is, Vayigalach means that it was a Yidei Acher, that the Goy was the one who was doing it. So if it's a Goy doing it, it's a Mir La'akam, it's a Shavuos, it's only D'Rabbanan. So Mamela, Rashi is coming to tell you, or Chazal is coming to tell you, is that since it's only the Rabbanan, Mishum Koy Malchus, Chazal waived the Issur Rabbanan. That's our Gemara in Brachos. Okay, so that's the first source in Chazal to Koven Malchus is by Yosef. Now, the Medrash in Yaakov Shemoni expands the concept of Malchus, Koven Malchus, in Chazal. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly telling Moshe and Harim? It seems very unclear. So Chazal say, Tzivim lachalik kavod l'malchus. That's what he was telling Moshe and Harim. Treat Par with respect. How he spoke to Paro. He spoke with, in third person, to tell him that you would come down, but he didn't want to say it in that way. So again, Moshe and Paro, Kavan Malchus. V'chimatzini b'Yosef, shechala Kavan Malchus, shenemar, v'yan Yosef is Paro l'imor, b'ladai alokim yana, es shalom Paro. So he speaks and he calls him Elohim. Yana es shalom Paro. There's different ways to, whether that's a lashon of kodesh or lashon of chol. But the fact that he refers to Paro, the Medrash says in the context, he calls him Elohim, is a sign of respect. What you're probably wondering is that if the Medrash wants to bring a raya from Yosef, then why doesn't it bring the first raya, which we said before, Vayegalach? Right? So maybe we'll get to that. There's lots of things to discuss. V'chin matzina b'Yakov shechala kavod l'malchus, v'yagid Yaakov v'yomer hinei bincha Yosef b'alav v'yitzchak yisav isha l'mita. So here Yosef comes in, and Yaakov shows respect. That's kavod malchus, right? Interesting, because Yosef wasn't the king. He was only mishna l'malach. But yet he's called king over here. Yosef was the one who gave kavod malchus to Paro, and now he's getting kavod malchus from Yaakov. Right? And Yaakov was his father, yet we still see the Zedin Kavan Malchus, even though he's the father. And Eliyahu HaNavi, when it comes to Achav, and Chanan Mishael Ezra, when it comes to Nebuchadnezzar, and Daniel, when it comes to Dayavish. Many examples in Chazal where we find the concept of Kavan Malchus by very, very great Tzaddik. Okay? So let's continue. The Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos tells us this is the source for this halacha. Tanur Rabbanan. Fine. Haroya Malcha Yisrael says Baruch Shechalak Mikvod Liryav. That's the Nesach Habracha Shechalak Mikvod Liryav. From Malchi Oved Kachavim, he says what? Shenasa Mikvod Libriyosav or Lebasa Vidam. So there's the difference between Chalak and Nasan, and also Liryav and Libriyosav or Lebasa Vidam. Rabbi Yochanan says. As we said before. Now the Gemara brings a story. Rav Sheshes was a Saginor. He was blind. Everybody was going to greet the king. Rav Sheshes went along too. So there was this Tzaduki who saw Rav Sheshes. He said to him, I understand why complete vessels go to the river to draw water. But Kigani Laya, what's a broken vessel going to do? Meaning you can't see, so what's it going to help to go? So Malay, Tachazi, interesting, he says, Tachazi, come and see. The Adana Tve Minach, I know more than you. Yeah? So Rav Sheish is going to show him up. Cholav Gunna Kamaisa, so the first group of troops passed by. Kika Avsha, when it became very noisy, very loud, Amalei, Hahu Tzeduki, Osamako, oh, the king is coming. Amalei Rav Sheish says, Lord Kasi. Nah. You don't know what you're talking about. So Chalav Nura Tinyasa, Tinyana. So the second group goes by. Kika Avsha when it became loud. And Malay Hotzadiki, oh, Hash the Kasi Malka. Here comes the king. And Rosheish is Lokasi. You're wrong again. Malka Lokasi Malka. Chalav Tlisai. So the third group, Kika Shaska. And Malay Rosheish is when it became quiet. Rosheish says, Vade, Hash the Kasi Malka. Now the king is coming. Malay Tzadiki, Minalach, how do you know that? Malay, the Malchusa the Arik Malchusa Dirkia. Because the way the Malchus works down here is the way that it works up there. The Chassidus, because we find Be'el Yonavi, that Hashem tells him, Tzev Yomadat Bahar Lifnei Hashem. If you're waiting for me, go to the mountain. V'nei Hashem, Oiver. V'ruch G'doy L'vachazak Mefarik Hamer M'shabes Slaim Lifnei Hashem. And there's going to be all types of amazing natural occurrences. V'yad Hashem tells Be'el Yonavi, Lo'y B'ruach Hashem. It's not going to be in the Ruach. And after the Ruach, Labirash Hashem. And after the Rash, Labirash Hashem. And then there was a Koldam Amagaka, there was a silence, and that's when the king came. So it says Rav Sheshes, I sourced my knowledge of what's going on over here from Sukkim Be'eli Yonavi. This is the way that the Malchus is Nisgale. So the way that the Malchus Be'ara works is Me'ein Malchus Ederikia. It's a fascinating idea. What does that mean? Ki Asa Malka Parzav Hashesav Kama Varechle. So the troops and the king, he finally came by, and Rav Sheshes made a bracha. So Amrle Ho Tzeduki Lamanda Lochazas Lekama Varechis. He asked him a good question. No, halacha, good halacha question. Of course, he was chepering him, so Rav Sheshes is gonna let him have it. So he says, "My Havila, what happened to Ho Tzeduki? What's the fate of the Tzeduki? Ikad Ami Chavrui Kechalinu Leinai. He became blind, and some say Rav Sheshes he killed him. That's my Ainav and Asa Gal Shalatam. Right? Don't mess with Rav Sheshes. So here's the question: how could Rav Sheshes Taka make a bracha? How can he make a bracha? And what does it mean that Malchusa Da'ara is Me'in Malchusa Da'akiyah? So when we understand the Pnimi Tzedvarim, in Mirtz Hashem, we'll understand this Gemara a little bit better. Now the Yerushalmi to the right adds something a little bit different, but very important when it comes to the Sugya. So Rav Yanai says, Metame Kohen Liras Es HaMelech. Like we said before, a Kohen is allowed to be Metame himself to see the Melech. That was the jumping on the Aronos in the Gemara in Brachas earlier. So in the Gemara says at the end, "V'shem Rav Yochanan, mitzvah lirois gedolei hamalchus, because shetavu malchus beitzav, and he yodel habish b'malchus hamalchus." So what does that lashon gedolei hamalchus sound like to you? Gedolei hamalchus. So my first, I want to say that from this Yerushalmi, we're expanding the gather of what it means melech when it comes to bracha. It doesn't just mean the melech. Anybody who is a dignitary, somebody who's chashav in the beis hamalchus, can warrant a bracha. That's called gedolei hamalchus. People who are up there when it comes to the beis hamalchus.
That's how Yosef was able to get,
because
he was
very, yeah, so that would explain why Yosef got a bracha too, because he's gedolei hamalchus. So what does it mean now, gedolei hamalchus? For with this, everybody's quoting the Radvaz, who's quoting the Sefer HaEshkol, the Ravid from Sefer HaEshkol. Radvaz himself quotes it. So take a look to the left, the Shal Shabbos Radvaz. This is considered to be the source of the gather of this halacha. Very interesting. So he was asked about making a bracha, I guess what's called the basha, the bash. Is that a lashon which is still used today of Egypt? I mean, today, Egypt is a democracy, right? A basha? I don't know. But that was the term which he's using there. So can you make a bracha on such a person, like a shofet, somebody who is a dignitary, but not the king? So he says, this question was asked to Avram Av Bezin, the Heishiv Zal, and he said the following thing. Klalo shel davar, the rule of thumb is this. Kol misha hu chashev b'shul tanuso kemelech. Somebody who is chashev in the monarchy, like the king, vidan v'harig b'mishtat, he can have a court case, and he can paskin misa b'mishpat. V'ein misha mishan al dvarav mehin l'lav medav lehen. Nobody could say anything to change his ruling. Kamelechu, he is like a melech, u'mavorech alav shechalak mikvoideg v'shenasa mikvoide. Whether he's a Jewish king or a Goyish king, if he's kempaskin misa, nobody could reverse the ruling, then you can make a bracha on him. Then he's kemelech. And then he goes on to say, how often can a person make this bracha? So if it's the same king, it becomes one of those brachas once every 30 days. And he explains, so that it should be chashav. Person loses the hispilus after 30 days. And then he gets it again. Shukimoy yam hagadol, that you only make the bracha once every 30 days. Shehei lo davar chadash v'yehene b'riyasai. V'chinam yashotan v'hamalachem. So too when it comes to the king. And he goes on to explain that if it's a different king, then there's a new hispilus, so you make a new bracha. Even if it's the same day, if it's a different king, you make a new bracha. Each king has its own flavor. So it's once every 30 days, and the geder says the Radvaz, of what's called King Le'inyan Bracha, is that he's done V'hoireg, and nobody could say Bu. That's the gather of Melech when it comes to Bracha. Okay?
Inclusive of the king?
What?
Is that inclusive of the king?
So that's the question we're going to discuss. Is that true when it comes to the king himself? So we just saw the Lashon of the Radvaz, yeah? Was there a Hachre either way to this Shaila? Meaning, is the king being classified as or does the king is the king, and if you want to know about bracha and gedolei malchus is only someone who is lahamis alahachayis. That's the question. Straight to the nekuda of the sukkah. And the reason why we're going to speak about it is because going through the tshuvas, I didn't see that this was mamish the nekuda which they were speaking of, but it comes, as we'll see in the tshuvas, which discuss it. He goes on to say that he doesn't like the idea of making a bracha on anybody other than the king. Even though the king is far away, and whatever basha is in Mitzrayim has certain jurisdictions, and he can do what he wants, but since the king, if he hears about it, can change the rulings, you can make a bracha, but poli shem in machas. That's the halacha of the Radvaz. And that makes its way into the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishabur. So before we see Akiva's Shaila, take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. It's really black and white as it is in the Gemara. Amalchi Yisrael, you say the bracha, bracha Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam Shechalak Mikvoy Delibayav. Amalchi Umisraelim, you make the bracha, bracha Shenasi Mikvoy Delibasav Adam. And then it adds, Mitzvah Lehishtal Del Lirais Malachim Afilo Malchi Umisraelim. Like a Gemara. Sheim Yizke Yavchet. Like we saw before. It's a mitzvah to go do so. Even says the Sefer Chassidim to be Mevatel Talmatar. That's what he says. If you know that the king is in town, you should be mevatel talmid Torah. He says, and if he comes again at a later time, and you already saw this cover, you don't have to leave again. But if he comes with a bigger cover than before, then you should leave again, because the whole idea is shem yizke yafkin. I mean, however much more covered you're going to get by seeing and observing the covered of Malchus in this world, it's going to help you in the next world when you see the covered Mashiach Tzidkenu. But even levatel talmid Torah, mitzvah lehishtadl, that's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which we didn't see in the Gemara. I think it may be lashon Yerushalmi. Yeah, that was Lashon Yerushalmi. Mitzvah liras gedolei hamalchus. Mitzvah liras gedolei hamalchus. Fine. So the Mishnah Berura, he goes along. We don't have to see everything inside, but he quotes the Radvaz, and he says that, you take a look, actually, why not, in Yud Beis, Hashaltonim shein ol melech aleihem l'shana tzeveihem v'danu harik b'mishan mevarech aleihem v'alasarim shememuna hamelech b'chol yer v'yir tzai v'shal v'ach b'lo shemu malchus. Right? So a shilton who has the ability to kill, so that is allowed for a bracha. But in places where the king knows about it and he can flip it over, so then there's not going to be a bracha. And he says a suma can make a bracha, like we saw from the Gemara. And then he quotes the din, you could be mevatel talmid Torah with a sefer chassidim. Fine. Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah. Now, take a look at the Devratzina, the Shalos and Tshuvos Ber Moshe. Ber Moshe here says, Nimshalti, im levorech b'shem u'malchus, baruch shenasim echvod l'basav adam, al ha-president shal medinas artzos habris. President of the United States. It's going back probably 40, 50 years ago. The Betzina was a big paisik by Moshe. Moshe Stern lives in Borough Park. So he says, Heishavti she'en levarach b'shem u'malchus, ala b'loi shem u'malchus. Look what he writes. Mitchila ala b'dayiti l'loimar, shaper yish levarach ala president b'shem u'malchus. Why is that? Because the Magen Avraham quotes, al ha-shaltoinim quotes the Radvaz, al ha-shaltoinim she'en oil melech aleihem l'shana sivim v'dam v'har b'mishim v'varach aleihem. That a king, that a person who is able to paskin in mishpat and nobody can reverse the ruling, so you can make a bracha. I thought to myself that this classification of the Radvaz, quote of the Magen Avraham, is only true of somebody other than the king. So he has a kiva svara. That maybe the king is the exception. Meaning the Rav is only coming to explain somebody other than the king he needs the Hamas al-Hachis. But the king himself? Of course the king himself. Of course the president himself. He's the Melech. The covenant all belongs to him. But then he says, I changed my ruling, says the Debret Zinner. So he says, V'in king gamla al president shalat tzapis yesh levarach kizab b'damir l'melech mamesh avo matzasi b'tshuvas Mori Chamizal, Moran Hachsam Sefer, Shekasa Befevish Shaloi Kidvarena, Vezel Shaina. Ki Geder Hamelech Lin Yabrachahu, Kol Shebiyodoi, Lahomes, Lahachayus of Filabir. So he wants to bring from Lashon of the Chsam Sefer. I look at the Chsam Sefer myself, I don't know if it's Mamash Machrach, but he wants to learn from Chsam Sefer that the Chsam Sefer is saying that the definition of Malchus is Lahomes, Lahachayus. And if you don't have Lahomes, Lahachayus, you could be the top. There's nobody above you, but that's not called Melech.
He only has Lachayas because of parting, but he doesn't have
very good, very good. So that this is a big shaila that all the poskim are done with. Does the koyach of pardoning, is that akin to Lahamas Alahachias? Maybe you need both Lahamas Alahachias. So he wants to say, he doesn't even address it really, but he takes it for granted that if you can pardon, so that means that life or death is in your hands. So he takes it as a davar pashat that's acceptable. If you take a look, just go on the back for a second, and the very bottom of my makom, this is Rosh Shlomo Zalman, He's talking about the Brachas of Mashiach, which we'll leave to the end. But he writes in the footnote here, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, V'nesi'i ha-medinas bizmanenu, v'chein mi shebiyodai lachon anashim me'ayinshi. The power of pardoning, pashut d'loicha shibiklal k'malti nina bracha. That's nothing. Pardoning is nothing. Okay? So you have it from one end of the spectrum to the other. Maybe it's a davar pashut, that if you can pardon, so that's called l'homas al-achayos. Meaning you're saving a person from death row. Of course that's l'homas al-achayos. Shlomo Zalman says, no, that's nothing. You have to be literally l'homas al-achayos. That's really the mashmos you get from the Radvaz too. It sounds like it's a certain tekifis that the person has. Like whatever he says, he can do whatever he wants.
But it means, in other words, take a judge, for example.
Right.
An appointed judge or appointed by the president. They have that ability, but they have to follow a certain rule of law or a certain order, and it has to be within that order, and therefore you say it's not like a random Muhammad's lahachios.
No, it's because it could be overturned. Meaning, if the Superior Court here can paskin that somebody should have the execution, so then the Supreme Court can overrule that. If there's a body above you which can technically overturn your decision, okay, so then you're disqualified from the bracha.
So the Supreme Court?
What?
Take the Supreme Court, for example.
No, the Supreme Court could be overruled by the president, or they could be
by the president.
Yeah. So if somebody is above you, so the president he's on top because he has pardon of power, the power of pardon. But in halacha, Shlomo Zalman, that doesn't mean anything because what the Radvaz is telling you is you have to be lahamis. You can't just be lahachias.
It has to be both, right?
Yeah. That's what Shlomo Zalman is saying.
Pardon,
it has to be both.
You're letting the guy die.
Okay, so that's you're not letting him die. The president knows everybody who's not everything. So we're getting into the Nakuda Sasugya, meaning how do you view this? This is it's very hard to be magda, which is why the poskim argue about it. Because how do you define this Indian of Lahamas al-Achiyas? I just think personally from the Mashmoros of the Radvaz sounds like you really have to be very macho in order to have that bracha. That was just my mashmos from the Radvaz.
Lahamas, does it mean like on an individual level, like meaning I can pick and choose who I can kill, or does it mean I just have the power to kill?
The mishpat allows you the power.
Like let's say
you have to be fair.
I could send a bomb into Libya tomorrow and kill whatever it is.
It has to be LP mishpat, meaning that the mishpat grants you the power. The power is vested in you to be able to do this, and we expect that you'll do it judiciously and you'll do it properly. That's the idea here, which is why we said before, just to answer one of the questions, and Rav Asher Weiss, he writes this explicitly in one of his tshuvas. He writes that in those countries where there's a dictator and he just does whatever he wants, Saddam Hussein, he's just killing people left and right. There's no bracha on that. That's not lahamas alahachis. I mean, that's not covered malchus. That's the pchisis on the covered. That there's no malchus there whatsoever. You're just a bully. So there's no bracha on a bully. You have to have that the people accept your malchus. If the people don't want you, that's not called a malchus at all. So there has to be covered and there has to be a malchus. So just doing whatever you want and you're up there because you're just the toughest, biggest bully that there is in the country, that's not called malchus, and there's no covet there either. So it has to be like you saw from the Ramaz, even he makes some mashallah say that. It has to be b'mishpat. Done b'mishpat l'hames l'hachiyas. That's the gather. Now, so we saw from the Debret Sina that he has a mashmos from the Chassam Sefer. All the b'dayti, I thought that the king is, he's of course he deserves a bracha on his own, whether he's l'hames l'hachiyas or not. The king is the king. The president is the president. But then he rejects it based on the mashmas of Chassam Sefer. However, take a look at Shevet HaLevi. Shevet HaLevi in the middle of the page. He writes, Poshet be'ena, da'afilu ein b'yod al-harig mamish b'li hisyat m'ashar sheltoin, that if the queen or the king is able to kill without having any discussion, afilu ein b'yod al-harig mamish b'li hisyat, even if the king has to have eitza, meaning that the king or queen does not have the power to do whatever he or she wants. Mikomakom heyois hi ohu hayois mechubadim be'amam v'cholkim lahem kavod shein dugmasa. As long as they receive the highest level of respect in the country, roi levarin chalim shenasim mechvaydei. And then he says v'chein yira lehedjim itchuvas haradvaz. If you take a look at the chuvas haradvaz, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Asher mimenu makoras svar shorach shebi yadu laharik shechubim kizim mogen avram. Dein hamedubar elam eilu shenachtmenu shenismenu ayadei hamelach. Meaning only those appointed by the king require lahamis alahachiyos. That's what he's talking about. The bashas, right? The shoiftim, but not the king. Shechisarn reshos laharik who simen al chesen gedulasa. If they don't have the ability to kill, then they're not called gedoyli malchus. That's not gadol. Loibu melech atmo shein tachsisi hachayk moinim habrach kimshu hamelech be'emez v'advorim pshutim. So what the Debrit Siner reverses himself on, the Shevet Halev, he says, is a davar pasha to me that the king doesn't need lahamas alahachayos. And he says, if you take a look at the Lashon of the Radvaz, it's mavurim what he says. Let's look at the Radvaz one more time. The top paragraph in that Radvaz. So he quotes again the Ravid. Not the Ravid which we know from the Rambam, but the other Ravid, Sefer Eshkol. Klolo shel davar. Kol mi shehu chashev bishaltanusai kemelech v'don v'harig b'mishpat v'ein mi shemishan al dvar mehein l'lav l'lav l'hein kemelechu. What would you say? Does that sound like, does the Shevet Halevi have a good point from there? Mm-hmm. Sounds like it. Sounds like it. I mean, he's coming to say that if you want to know what Gedoyli Malchus is, Melech gets a bracha. But Gedoyli Malchus, if you could do this, then Kim Melech when you can get a bracha too. I think it's a nice diak from the Shevet. I don't know if it's Mochrach. Because if it was Mochrach, then nobody else would have missed it. Right? So the Be'er Moshe didn't even look at the Chubas Radvaz. I mean, of course he saw it. But he had to point Chassam Sefer to bring a raya that I see Chassam Sefer's mashmos, which again to me is not such a clear mashmos from Chassam Sefer, although we don't have it on the Maamar Kol Mashiach. But he wants to say, I see from Chassam Sefer that that's not together with what the Radvaz is saying. But Shevet Levi says, Davar Poshet, a melech, in which case a president too, would get a bracha b'shem Malchus, according to the Shevet Levi.
But Kim Melech should mean that he's assuming that a melech has the ability to do all these things. In other words, maybe if he can kill it, he's not a melech to begin with. How do you know how he defines a melech?
Exactly. So that I think that's really the nekudas machlekes. Especially in those days, melech meant that you can go ahead and do whatever you wanted, right? Again, al pi mishpat. So if you're the Debrit Siner or the other poskim, and most of them come out this way, unlike the Shevet Halevi, most of them come out like what you're saying, Yoel, that no, it's pashut that when Radvaz, Ravid are talking about kemelech, it's pashut that the nekudas hamalchus is lahamas alahachias. That's how most of the Mefarshim do explain it. But the Sora of the Shevet Halevi is that Malchus doesn't mean what you can do. It just means that if you are the top authority, then in terms of halachic definition, you are called Melech. Because you are afforded the covet, which is the highest covet. So even though the president may not get the greatest covet, but if he gets the greatest covet possible that we would give anybody, so then that's called Malchus. That's how the Shevet Halevi would like to define that.
Shevet Halevi thinks looking at the Rabbanos and he wants to take second to Malchus, he would also need the Chashivas in addition to his ability to Hamas Lahachios.
Yeah.
Right? In other words, A has to be Chashiv Kamelech, and B, right, if I'm looking at it correctly, there are two requirements.
Yeah. I mean, it has to be a Chashivas and a covet, you mean? Just yeah. a basic covet and Chashivas.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So take a look at the Chuvas for Hanhagas, of Sternbach. It's considered to be by many the Poisek Hador. B'zechroni k'shegil l'Eretz Yisrael, the Bikur Hanas in America. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael and the president came. This is a very long time ago because he was still living in South Africa and it's chilek beis from his tshuvas. I met him once and I think it was many years ago. It was that's probably before I was married. Maybe 20 years ago. I was in the Har Nof. And he had put out just like Chelek Gimel or Chelek Dalet on his Chuvas. So he told me he has like 8 Chalakim ready to be published, but just doesn't have the funds to publish them yet. So I think right now he's up to Zion or maybe Ches. But you know, sometimes when the Chuvas come out, you think like they were like fresh off the press. You know, like these are Chuvas which he discussed yesterday and they're coming out today. So by putting out Gimel, Dalet, Hey, and Vav, these were Chuvas which he had already over 20 years ago, which weren't able to be published. Baruch Hashem is moving along and we have here in the library, all of the tshuvas that he has to date, and even the Mafteach, beautiful, which came out, and they just recently we did the Moed and the Muzmanim, which we have. So this is Chelek Beis, this is when he still lived in South Africa, before he became the guy of Yerushalayim, which he's till today. So b'zechroni k'shigil Eretz Yisrael l'bikur hanasim America. So when the president came to visit Eretz Yisrael, nechlaku harabanim l'vorach shanas mechvoid oylai. So in that time, the Gedoyli HaPoiskim had a machlekes about making a bracha. Uledaiti, so I'm weighing in on this, since he's tully in the House of Representatives and checks and balances, and because his ability to do mishpat is very mugbal, so I don't even hold you should make a bracha at all, not even b'shem u'malchus. A president doesn't get a bracha. So Shevet Halevi in the one is like, yeah, for sure. And he's like, no bracha at all. Most posts can come out, you make a bracha below shem u'malchus. But he's So the other extreme. At any rate, something which is fascinating to me. This is not like the Queen of England. That she signs on every aspect of the malchus. And this is a malchus which goes back from generations and is passed on from one child to the next child. And this is a real coven malchus. To me, this is a very big chiddush because really I thought it was all show. Lamaisa, she doesn't get involved. But nevertheless, but on every document it has her name, and she's considered to be like the symbol of monarchy. And the prestige of her malchus has not detracted, has not diminished throughout all the generations. Although we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, that you, in order to make a bracha, you need to be able to have the koyach of laharoig, who love, and nobody could say nothing to you. So, what's the conclusion here? I don't know what he does with that. Even though the Mishnah Berurah, how does he get out of it? I don't really see from the lesson what he does with that. He's going back to the president now. And since it's only a temporary term, it's not called melech. Most poskim disagree with this, and that's also not called malchus. If you're elected, or you don't have the malchus forever, like he says about the Queen of England, that's not an election. That's malchus. So, again, if anybody sees how he gets out of it, and he sounds like he's quoting the Mishnah Berurah to help his case about the Nazi of America, but what does that do for the Queen of England? He's saying she has a different geder lagamre. I mean, this is true Kavan Malchus, and it's almost like it supersedes, similar to the Shevet Alevi. Then he says, here in Darom Africa and South Africa, Ein Lanasi Min Kavan Malachim, nobody knows who he is, and he says he can't do anything, he's just a regular person, and he throws the president of South America to basically in the gutter. So then he goes on to speak about in Isha, very easy at the bottom line. Bekama Rabbani's money nushadanim levarach al Malka. V'divein tamuim. I don't understand even the question. Sheim levarach al kavu Malcha sheim yizke lahavchin. The whole institution of the bracha is sheim yizke yavchin. V'shach bein lemelach bein Malka shalom avchin. What's the difference whether it's a male or a female? Makes no difference. Masha pirshu me isa histaklus. Well, how are you going to make a bracha if you can't look at her? Says lo shach klal. I don't understand that either. The lo tzlichim the histakuba. You just have to see her covet when she's passing melech. We saw from Abshesha. He couldn't see either. But he saw, so to speak, the covet of the Malchus, and that's the bracha. Well, if he's there, he says, says, people come to the Buckingham Palace. Sometimes they see that the queen from her window, where she's standing on the balcony, and they make a bracha. I don't know if that's you can make the bracha. He says, Pasha, you can make the bracha on her, but it could be that if she's just standing by the balcony, you can't make a bracha because she has to be passing by and you can see the kavod like you see from the Gemara. The Rav Sheshes made the bracha when there was a real hergish of the kavod ha-malchus. So if you take a look, though, Omnam Shamati, skip a little bit lower, Omnam Shamati. That they came to the Arman HaMelech, to the palace, and they made the bracha. And he says, when she's in her palace, that is Kavod HaMalchus. So I think that's a much better svar than what he said before. Like if she's standing there and everybody's gathering around Buckingham Palace, the Malchus in her palace, of course that's Kavod HaMalchus. So she has to be passing by with all of her troops. I think that's a much better svar. And then he says, historically, Shamati, the Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld Zatzal. He had a meeting with the Melech of Yarden, the King of Jordan. We actually have a video of him leaving, and Rav Kook also was in that video, leaving his meeting with the King of Jordan. He says he met with him privately, Ba'ol Beirach. He made a bracha on him, Hashem Malchus, on the King of Jordan. Even though he was in plain clothes, even though he didn't come represent as like the king with all of his covet, he still made a bracha on him. The Maaseh concludes, Minir Lididon, Kshish Safik, Ein Levarach B'Shem Malchus. He says, when it comes to all these things, no bracha is made because it's a suffix, and every suffix bracha is lahakel and should be made without shemu malchus. Okay, so this is pretty much the halachic summation of the sugya. we'll just add, so when it comes to the president, there are some poskim who do say to make a bracha b'shem malchus, but the general consensus among poskim is to do so b'li shem malchus. If you see the president on television, you don't, because it has to be a certain hispilus which you have. You have to, seeing creates a certain hispilus. Like Rav Sheshes was able to make a bracha because he chapped the covered of the malchus. You're like, whoa, I'm in the presence of the king right now. So just to see him on television, you don't have that same energy running through you. There's no hispilus, which is why every 30 days you can make a new bracha, because that hispilus will come back.
What about driving to buy in a limo? You know, he's inside the car.
So that's an excellent question. Once you bring it up, take a look at the, in the middle of the page, I forgot to put the Mayer Makom to it, but underneath the Mishnah Berurah, so this is the Shari Tshuva. He quotes the Chidah who quotes Rav Yitzchaki, one of the Sfaradish of Gedolim. Harua melech bayom besvina. If you see that the king is on a ship, you know he's there. You can't see the king, but you know he's on that ship. You could still make the bracha. And the raya is from Rav Sheshes Avi Saginor Avi Lagaverach. Rav Sheshes didn't see the king, but he knew the king was there. He brings a raya from Rav Sheshes. You don't even see the king. You see the display of the covid, you can make a bracha. He challenges this. The Chassam Sofer challenges this. What? Yeah. Oh, so that's the challenge to this meaning. Is it enough that you know that the king is there, or do you have to see the display of the covet? So that's what he goes on to say. Since the bracha is on the covet, even if you don't see the king, but you see the covet of the king, you can make a bracha. Like we see from the other sheets. You can't say the other brachas that it's enough just to know and not to see. If I know that there's lightning over there, I can make a bracha? No, you have to see it, right? It's not enough to know. Why here is it enough to know? Because the bracha is being made on the covet of the malchus. So if Shesha saw the covet of the malchus, that's why I made a bracha. Okay? So let's say in this case. Before we go to that case, let's say the case of the boat, yeah? Let's say you know the king is on that boat. You can make a bracha just from knowing? I don't know if you can make a bracha just from knowing. Is that covered malchus? Let's say you know that he's on a tiny little boat, yeah? Is that covered malchus? You know the king is there? L'chair, what he means is that the king is on his boat, meaning that he's on a big ship, and that's a very kingly ship. So if you know the king is there, and that boat is on the move, that means that the king is on the boat, probably that's what it means you can make a bracha. Like Ben is saying, I can't understand that if you know the king is there... What?
Is this Sfina Katana? What's that word that's crossed?
Yeah, he says Sfina Katana, you're right. Yeah, that word is crossed
it's
out.
Not, it's not a big boat.
So no, it's not. So it's Mamash, then it becomes, you're right. I didn't see that.
His presence. No, but that's how that is covered.
How you margish the covered? If
people would be excited even to know the king was downstairs.
I guess if you Mamash chap such an excitement, those days there was no television. You didn't know what the king looked like. You never ever saw him. It was Mamash a dover built mitsuya.
No, but he's right. He's right, Ben. Like in the street, and all of a sudden they have this entourage of cars. Yeah. All the cars are not there except for his entourage of 50 cars.
Yeah, but the square rabbi gets that also. So let's say you know that this is the president. He has a 10-20 cars, or he's flying. Maybe if he's flying in, what's that thing called, the airplane that he has?
Air Force One.
Maybe if you saw Air Force One. But if you're getting an entourage, and somebody says the president is in there, do you chap like mamasha? Maybe if you really have that hispilus, you can make a bracha. I don't know, but is that a covet which is only covet melech, that he only gets that type of an entourage? I don't know.
So what about inauguration, like with all the bands and the officers and the Secret Service, like when you have the whole
thing. So in Mefurish, I saw that Secret Service does not count.
No, but everyone all together, I'm saying. When it's all together.
I forget who talked about it. Secret Service does not count. Also because Secret Service is not covet melech, it's shmiras melech.
So when you have all the things together with the inauguration and the bands and the...
I know they do that for football players too. I just don't know if it's if that's covet nowadays. The whole Indian of covet and malchus is so skewed. It's like
why is this subjective?
Because it could be that the din is in the Indian of the hispilus. Again, I'm not clear. You have to be my Ayanmar, but it could be that together is, do you have the hispilus or not? So like when you make a bracha shachion on a beged. What?
About me recognizing this covet, so it doesn't make them in Svita Katana. And purely subjective across the board, that each person in their own situation.
Could be.
So if you find yourself around that godless on a regular basis.
Once every 30 days, that's right. You have to.
If you work in the palace.
So you never have the hispilus? Right, it could be.
You might have it the first time you come to work. It could be.
What about the Prime Minister of Israel?
So it would be the same shaila as the President of the United States, Lachara. I don't see that there's any difference.
Only he could be knocked off sooner.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't. You can vote it out fast.
Yeah. And Isha, you certainly can make a bracha. All the poskim said, like you saw from Tshuva San Hagas. There's a tshuva from the Or Sameach that he says that once we talked about Kavod Malchus, that Mishum Kavod Malchus, you can wave Isur Derabanan. He says that he dealt with the Shaila. There was a king who was coming to visit the Yidden, and he was coming on second day Yontif. They wanted to know if they could play music on second day Yontif, the Kavod HaMalchus. And he paskin yes. He paskin yes, because that's an Isur Derabanan. And the king is coming, Mishum Kavod Malchus, we wave Isur Derabanan. So now you see there's instances where it comes to play. What was it?
From Yosef.
Same idea from Yosef. Yeah, that's that being the source of that. Okay, let's turn the page and let's delve into the Pnimi Sadvar. I'm not going to do every single Mar Makom, but not that I'm biased, but the Rebbe, Rav Matl, has in the middle of the piece, has a very nice taich, which I think, you know, to the right we have the Arizal. I don't know if we're going to read everything here inside like we did on the first. We're going to speak mostly outside. But take a look at the top left. The medrash on the top left from Tanchuma, and it finds itself in other medrashim as well, is a very important Mar Makom. We say this on Sunday morning, this pasuk, in the Shir Shalyon. Mi hu ze melech hakavod? Mi hu ze melech hakavod? So the answer to this question, of course, is Hashem. Ze melech machem melechem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, but why is he called melech hakavod? Shehu chele kavod li reyav. Because he gives of his own kavod to those who are his yireihim. That's why it's called the Melech HaKavod. HaKavod means that the Kavod only belongs to him. That's what the Medrash is saying. And the Sfasemes brings this out. He doesn't quote the Medrash. Sfasemes says Hashem is called Melech HaKavod because he is essentially Kavod. It's not that the fact that people need to respect him to have Kavod. It's not a chitzonis of Kavod. Hashem is inherently Kavod. Be'etzim he's Kavod. If that's the case, Ketzad, Melech Basav Adem in Yeshim Al-Kiso. Nobody's let us sit on a king's throne. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the opposite. He put Shlomo on his throne. As he goes on to say, and there wasn't a lot of people to ride on his horse. Other Malachim, Hashem lets anybody. Meaning, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaKavod, he can give his kavod to somebody else, and it's not a pechisus in his kavod because he's been at the Melech HaKavod. If you're only mechubad because of your position, you're not the one who's mechubad. It's the position which is mechubad, but because you're the one who fills that position, that's why right now you're afforded the malchus. So if a person reaches a certain level of respect and people respect him, and he gets to his head that they're respecting me. That's usually his ticket out, right? Because he gets it full of himself. He said, we don't need you. We're not respecting you. We're just respecting the position. It's the crown which is respected, but not you. So he's out. Somebody else will come in. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaKavod. He can share with other people his kavod, and it doesn't detract from his kavod. It only enhances his kavod because it shows that when he gives of his kavod to others, it enhances, and we see very clearly that he is the Melech HaKavod. Really, the only kavod belongs to him. And the Nosach HaBracha is, Shechalak Mikhvaydai, and shenasam mechvaydan. The lashon of the bracha is very, very important for us to realize what is going on over here. We're not making a bracha, as you can see from the lashon, on the kavod of this melech, of the Queen of England. We're talking about the malchus Hashem, that Hashem is sharing his malchus with human beings, and that's what the Medrash is bringing out. That he's the melech hakavod. Any kavod today, especially any kavod malchus today, is only due to the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is sharing his kavod. In which case, when we're making a bracha, we're not making a bracha on your malchus, you bas of Adam. We're making a bracha on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus, which is there, but it's in this person or in this matzav. That's what the Medrash is bringing up. So now, what this is called in Pnimius Hadvarim is really Golas Hashchina. Golas HaMalchus. Because you know the sphere of malchus is what's called Shechinta, the Shechina. And Golas HaShechinah means that the Malchus of Hashem goes into Golas. And when it's Nislabish in the Umas HaOilah, that means that the Kavod of Hashem's Malchus amongst the Umas HaOilah, that's called Golas HaShechinah. And that's really what the Arizal says to the right. We're not going to go in. It's very Kabbalistic. But the Arizal speaks about this is the secret of Miyot HaLevana. Now, the Shemesh is called Tiferes, and the Levana is called Malchus, the Yichud, Kuchabichu Shchinte, yeah? And the fact that the Levana, which is called Malchus, waxes and wanes, that it diminishes and it rebounds. So that's the Malchus of Hashem, that it goes away and it comes back. So there's really a very stark comparison and kesher between the inyan of Kiddush Levana and the whole inyan of Kavod Malchus, which is why... Kabbal Pnei Hashchina. And the Lashon HaBracha is, Al Shem Kevoid Malchus, Baruch Atah Hashem, Echad Shechadash. Al Shem Kevoid Malchus. Kevoid Malchus. So the inyan of the Levana diminishing and coming back is the inyan of Malchus Yisrael. And that's why Chazal say that Shlomo HaMelech was 15 generations after Avram Avinu. That's called Sihara Bishlemusa. that Shlomo Melech's Malchus is called the moon in its completion. The 15th day of the month, that's the Malchus of Shlomo. And after that, everything waned. But the Malchus of Shlomo represents the Levana b'Shleimusa. That's called Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana means that when you see the Malchus as it's coming back, the very first sign of the Malchus again, you can make a bracha. You can make a bracha. So Vaistoyis, really, this is mamish the union of Kiddush Levana. It's really precisely the union of the Berachas HaMelech. It's mamish exactly the same. Because the whole union of the Kiddush Levana is, when you see the Malchus again after 30 days, remember the Radvaz? If you see the Malchus after 30 days, you can make a bracha. That's exactly what happens. Kiddush Levana, every single time. Kiddush Levana is, you're seeing the Malchus again for the first time, after 30 days of not seeing it, you make a new bracha. Al Shem Kevay Malchusai. Oh, so that's why you do it on Shabbos, that's why you do it with Big Day Shabbos. Because this is Kavod Malchus, you have to show Kavod Malchus. Because Shabbos is unique and Shabbos is special. If you take a look, we'll just do a little bit. To the right, there's a long paragraph from the Arizal, but under that, there's another paragraph that says, Hinei b'chol yimei hachol. Hinei b'chol yimei hachol, Malchus de Atzilus, the Malchus of Hashem, it goes down, it's klula bebriya v'nefrenes v'bala b'avinenu. When the Malchus of Hashem, called the Malchus of Atzilus, dips, which it does every single night, or throughout the week, into what's called Briya, Yetzir, and Asiyah, the lower worlds, when that happens, Mishtakekes, Labaila, Mishabeches, Adchatzos, Laila, Shaznikar, Elikim. So when she's in Golas, a whole Kabbalah Inyan, that from nightfall until midnight, so that's called the Golas of the Shechina, and there's a yearning, there's a very deep yearning that she has, she's crying for her husband. So he says, that's all true, the secret of Elohim Aldamilach, from Chatzos and on, Al Tacharesh, Val Tishkoit Kael, Mechatzos, Adbekosh, Adnikra Kael, Ve'ino Ilu, Ba'ilum Hatzilus, Elu B'leil Shabbos. Friday night, Shabbos Kodesh, the Malchus Tatzilus leaves Golas, and it comes back. Hence we say, L'chadad Yilikras Kala, Kney Shabbos, Nekabala, Shabbos Malkisa. Shabbos is the Inyan that the Malchus Tatzilus, which is the Kovin Malchus, that it comes back. It comes back up. So Shabbos is a day that there's no Golas HaShechina. So on Motzei Shabbos, the very last look at the Shechina Kodesh, before she goes back into Golas, you make a bracha then. Because you're still looking at the Melech Bechvayda. The Melech, before Shabbos goes out, before you're going to have to do Havdalah, you get one look at the Kovin Malchusa, the way that she's supposed to be, before she goes into the Golas. Before the Malchus of Atzilus is Nislav Beishinus in the Ayin Umas Olam, in the Ayin Sar. That's what the Arizal is saying. Now take a look at the Rebbe at the top. V'naktim v'noima. Rebbe says, the Etzim Inyan Hadin Tzarech Adayin Tikun. The whole Inyan of Din, Mishpat, needs Tikun. V'zayis mikem eshumas ha'edom yesh lahem yinika yiser mimenu. But since the Malchus Datzilus, like we said before, goes down into the lower worlds, the umas ha'edom have a yinika from the Malchus, from the Mishpat. V'loy oed elashish l'dinim shalahem, makam afil api halacha. Many times, the halachas and the mishpat of the umas ha'edom, they find their way into Mishpat Yisrael. For example, dina de malchus adina. Dina de malchus adina means that their rules govern our ability. Pimius ha'inyan hu. Because the midas ha'malchus is called the shem adnus. Adnus is malchus. And adnus is the letter dina. That's what the Zohar says. Dina de malchus adina is kesher to the shem adnus, malchus. U'mimenanim shechem adina, all dinim in the world come from the shem adnus. V'chol oid sheha malchus einena b'tikuna b'shlemus. But because there's a pegam in the malchus, there's a pegam in the levana, V'yesh bo adayin inyan miyat hayareach, golas hashchina, terms which we already connected with each other, the sarim of the world, the other malchus of the world, they have a yinika for the kfein malchus Hashem. And that's why they can dan, and we respect their dinim. Halacha mandates that you have to listen to their mishpat. It's a very interesting thing. That's what the Rebbe writes. Very important principle in Pnimei Satar. Now let's take this to Purim, because it's almost Purim. So go to the next Mar Malkum after he quotes the Chazal, which say, Samti Kisei Be'ilam. I put my Kisei, says Hashem. My Kisei is in Shushan. So go down 12 lines. The last word says, Ukamai Kain. Ukamai Kain Stam HaMelech B'Megina Pashtus is Koyal Achashverish. Why is it that HaMelech in the Megillah is Achashverish, but not anywhere else in Tanakh? Darshu Chazal Malkus Shel Olam. That's Hashem. So the Rebbe writes, "Hainu, the Ba'aseh Shah His Slab Shashchina Kedusha Itzal Achashverish. Achashverish was just a manifestation of the Shechina, which is Malchus. Or Mekomakum Ba'Mekom Zagufa Nevda Kolin Neisapurim. The whole Neisapurim came from this fact. How so? Mordechai Tzadik Achin Charei Dechai Achashverish Asma. Mordechai had respect for Achashverish. Why did Mordechai let Achashverosh be killed? What, he was such a big tzaddik, Achashverosh, that he had to spare his life? Where did it come from? Alpi, what din did Mordechai spare the life of Achashverosh? This halacha. That's why he saved him. Kovid Malchus is why he saved Achashverosh's life. They don't have their own covet. The covet of the Umas HaOlam is only a covet of Hashem because he's the Melech HaKovet. And that's what the Gemara says when going back to Gemara and Brachas. So it says, Malchus de Ira ke'ein Malchus de Rakia. Now it fits so nicely, that Lashon in the Gemara. The Malchus of this world is only a reflection of the Malchus of the higher world. They don't have a Malchus of their own. That's what Rav Sheshes is saying. The call Melech Mimalchi Umas HaOlam who kemerkava el sar shel umazula maila the hashchina hakdoish the mislabeshes itzel sar zeh umitzal zeh yishli no kavod lamalchus. There's no kavod. The Umas HaOlam don't deserve any kavod. It's only because the kavod Hashem is there because of golas hashchina miyot hayoreich. That's why chabes hashchina hakdoish v'daike mikoyach zeh nimshach kol anes Purim. So Purim, where we're in Chodesh Adar now, is inherently related to the whole inyan of kavod malchus. The Rebbe explains a little bit better. Bir hadvarim ki sharesh adinim himidas hamalchus ki dinah demalchus adina ki koyach hamalchus ulahamin hamishpat melech mishin yamin aretz ve'ikr tafkid hamelech lahamin hamishpat k'mo shanarum b'malchus David u'shlamai amna midas hamalchus yeredes ad lematzav ha'olam v'hanivroim ki haklal malchus b'kama shalah Hashem's malchus is every malchus ve'gam malchei akum yishlahem yanika mimalchus shamayim mehaytayma have a mispalo b'shloima shal malchus. He's being the question of the Gemara. Why does Gemara say you should go to see Malchi Yisrael and also Malchi Akum because you're going to see the Malchus of Mashiach? Why does it even say it like that? What does it do in Mashiach? Why does it say go see the Malchi Yisrael, not only Malchi Yisrael, but even Malchi Akum? Why doesn't it say go see every king? Because I want you to know that the Malchei Umas HaOlam is only Malchei Yisrael too. That's why it says like that. Go see Malchei Yisrael. But not only Malchei Yisrael, even Malchei Akum. Because even Malchei Akum is Malchei Yisrael. And you're going to see when Mashiach comes that every Malchus is really only Malchus Yisrael. That's what you're going to see. That's the Oimek of what the Gemara is saying. And he goes on to explain that's pshat, like we said before, Dina the Malchus Edina. It's the unique which they have in the Malchus Yisrael. So what we're seeing here is that the kesher between the Kavod Malchus, that really all Kavod Malchus is only just a hachana for the Malchus of Mashiach Tzidkenu, which is the manifestation of that Malchus of Shlomo HaMelech, which is Kavod Malchus Melech HaKavod. So if we take a look at the Kaf HaChaim, he says, Achri HaBrachah Shemavrach B'Shem HaMelech, after you make the bracha, Kishare Malchim HaSodom, you should say, Yihi Yiratzim Ofanach HaShem Elokeinu, Shetezakeini Lirois Pnei Melech Yisrael Mashiach Tzidkenu. Because that's really what it's all about. He adds his own tefillah, he composes them, which he does many times, but the whole inyan of Malchei Akum is not like chapping a really geschmack from seeing the king of England. No, that's not the vart. The vart is that there's a pain that a person has. That you're making the bracha because the bracha, it creates a certain ruchnis in the world that when you make the bracha, you're moitzi the malchus. Just like whenever you make a bracha on food and pnimius, you're being moitzi the nitzitz kaddish. You're being moitzi the nitzitz kaddish of the covenant malchus of Hashem. It's like to the king, it's like a big compliment. Yeah, you're making a bracha on him, because of a big smile, you take pictures together. You're making a bracha on the king because you're taking away his malchus. If he knew what that bracha meant, he would never let you make such a bracha. That's why you're making the bracha. Taking away the nitzitz of his malchus, you're giving it back to Hashem. That's why it's so important. And he goes on to say, Shenasan mechvoy de labasa vadam as Rashi Tevas Shalom. Like we said before, have a mispalo b'shloim shalom malchus. Shalom, right? I would say like this. Ha'olam, yeah, Melech Ha'olam, Shenasim Mechvayda Levasar is Rashi Teva Shlomo, right? Because Shlomo is really the root of all Malchus. Shlomo is the king. I would go so far as to say, once we're mentioning it, if you go back to the Maramakum we saw earlier, we brought examples from Moshe, Yosef, Daniel, Hanani Mishal Razariah, and Yaakov, about Barachas, which were about Chala Kavala Malchus. Those are the Lashonis of the Gemara that the Medrash used, right? What's interesting is that it doesn't say Shenasa Mechvoy de Lamalchus. It says Chalak. Chalak is the Lashon only by Yiddish kings. Why does the Medrash use the Lashon Chalak Kavod Lamalchus? Yaakov Chalak. Yosef is the only exception because he was Jewish. But other than him, why is that called Chalak? And why Dafka these people? It could be, I would say, that ties into this. it could be that there may be a day, maybe to look at this whole thing, that the only covered malchus is only a king who's melech bekipa. Could be. Because the Gemara says Nebuchadnezzar was melech bekipa, Achashverosh melech bekipa, and Acha was melech bekipa, and Shlomo was melech al-yonim v'tachtoinim. So in all these instances, we have Paro, right? Paro was melech bekipa. He was the melech of the world. When right? That's why he was the king of the world. And Achashverosh, that was Mordechai we saw before. It was just Shiram and Nebuchadnezzar. Achab is Eliyahu Milabrocha and Achab. Because if you are Melech Bekipa, then you have a Shaiches to Shlomo. Shlomo was El Yonah V'Tachlenu. That's not just Me'ein Malchus to the Rekia. That is Malchus to the Rekia. That's the root of all Malchus to Shlomo. So it could be that the reason why it's called Cholak Mikvodai, that measures the Lashon, is because Cholak is the appropriate Lashon. Because if you're Melech Ha'olam, then it's Shaiach Lashon Cholak. Understand? I'll just point out, I don't want to get, that's just parenthetically, I just wanted to mention it. But the Gedder of the Radvaz, which we said before, I just want to forget this. The Radvaz said that the Inyan is Lahamis Alahachias. There's variants like this for Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel says Nebuchadnezzar's Machos, Lahamis Alahachias. Even the Gemara after Anun Chesem Brochos is a Mashmos like that. But notice this is very interesting. Yosef Vayagalach, that's the first source of Machos, covered Machos. Why is that? Because what just happened? Yosef came out of the boar because what happened? The Sarah Oifim was put to death. And the Sarah Mashkin was lived. That just showed that Paro has the koyach lahamas alahachis. Yeah. So when Yosef comes out and he makes probably a brach on Paro, why is that kakov machas? Because he just showed from the Sarah Oif and Sarah Mashkin that he has the koyach lahamas alahachis. That's why he can make a brach on him. So you see, even from the first instance that the Gemara, the Chazal bring out kakov machas, is exactly after an instance of lahamas alahachis.
So why is
this
together whether lahamas alahachis?
Hmm?
Why is that together?
Melech Memis Machaya. We refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu in davening every day. We say Melech Memis Machaya Matzmiach Yeshua. There's an Indian called Melech Memis Machaya. So that's really, if you understand in Pnimius why it is that, that these Malachim, the Radvaz, is basically on the Pnimius Advan, that since Hashem is called Melech Memis Machaya, that means that every other king, if it's Malchus Derekia, has to be Melech Memis Machaya. That's the Gedim Pnimius. Pyro wasn't Melech Bekipa yet. I don't know if Paro there is called Melech.
The four kings and the five kings.
Did he make brachas on them?
It's four and five. It's nine. It's not one.
You make a bracha on each of them.
They call Melech. Yeah, but the only Bekipa has
to be like... No. I'm saying it could be that from that medrash, it would be a different gather. That doesn't play in Talach
Alamayis.
That would explain Chalak. That would explain only those examples. Yeah. Only those examples.
But they may not be real Melech. Maybe the Torah is describing them that way. Just to
because the word Melech and
you have nine. It can't be...
Not that I know of.
That would be the
Pashtus, yeah. But there's no... We don't find any... Gilu and Chazal there have any bracha covered malchus there, or any Indian of covered malchus there. Just point out that on the left side we have other examples of the Arizal when it comes to Kiddush Levana, where he says that, you say Shalom Aleichem, again the Shlomo Shel Malchus, and taking out Baruch Yotzeich, Oseich, Koinech, Boirech, that's Yitzir, Asiyah, Bria. I mean, when the malchus is interacting between the lower worlds and Atzilus, how the covet of Atzilus of a malchus goes in and it comes out, that's the whole Indian over here. Really, Kiddush Levana is a perfect example on Yastayti of what the bracha is of Kavod Malchus. It's exactly the same in which takes place every 30 days. It's bracha Malachim. It's Kavod Malchus. Again, there's more to say about the Sinyan, but it's already 11 o'clock. I'd like to end. But the after Rav over here on the bottom left, he says, we're not going to read it inside. He says that, quotes the Gemara in Chagigah. The Gemara in Chagigah says that on one place we find that the Malachim, that the angels, have six wings. Another place it says four. So Gemara asks this theory. Gemara says, but come, Beis HaMikdash Kayim, they have six. Beis HaMikdash is not around, they only have four. So the Avta Rav says the following thing. The Arizal says that the six wings of the Malachim are the six words, Baruch Shein Kevim HaKoselam Vod. And he says, in Gullis, two of those words are missing. So he says, which two words are missing? So he argues with the Naim Eli Malach, his Rebbe. He says, the Naim Eli Malach, my Rebbe said, Kvoyin Malchuso is missing. Aisil Olam Vod is missing. Eilu ve'eilu. But he says, Kivoyin Malchus, and that's why the Noam of the Malach said, this is also said on the name of the Gerard, this word, Kivoyin Malchus Chayomeru Ugurah Chaylebeir. That right now, the Malach, they can't sing those words, Kivoyin Malchus, because there's no Kivoyin Malchus. So they only say, Baruch Shem, Leila Voet. But La'asalavoy, Kivoyin Malchus Chayomeru. They're going to say even Kivoyin Malchus, because Kivoyin Malchus will be restored. But what we see is that the Kivoyin of the Malchus is in Golis. Kivoyin Malchus Chayomeru. You can't say the words, Kvod Malchuso, the Malachim can't sing it, which is also why we say, Baruch Shem Malchuso Nevoed, quietly. Why do you say quietly? Because it's an insult, and it's almost Morid B'Malchus to say such words openly. Anum Kippur, that there's no Satan, there's nothing, Hashem is Begal, is Yichud. Of course you could say it out loud, and that's the truth. Hashem is the Melech of everything. Even today is the Melech of everything. Malchuso B'Kol Mashallah. But on a regular Tuesday, you can't say that, because it's an insult. Malchai Edom doesn't allow you to say that. That's Morid B'Malchus. He'll kill you for that. But you can say it quietly so that he can't hear, so to speak. But the fact that you say Baruch Shem Malchuso Nevoed quietly shows that the Kvod Malchus Hashem is in Golus. And that's really what the whole inyan of the bracha is. It's to restore and it's to bring back that Malchus Hashem. The bracha is in order to be megala. There's only one covered Malchus. And that's the covered Malchus of a Kaddish Baruch. What?
What's Shabbos?
Except Shabbos, yeah.
Why don't we say Baruch Shem El Lev on Shabbos?
So Shabbos is really, it's a time where, it goes like this. Yom Kippur is a day where it's like supernatural. It's like it's above time and place. It's like yichadila. It's lamala lamala. Shabbos is far such a day like that, but it's still neslabish in this world. So since it's like it's that, but it's in this world. Since you're still in this world, you have to have a certain recognition of the metzias of this world. So it's like, it is, but it's like kind of both. It is. You're right. Kavod Malchus comes out. It comes out in a way where we could see that it's out, but to the umas ha'olam, it's just a regular Shabbos, a regular Saturday. Okay. So it's a different hagdara when it comes. And of course, that we're waiting to make this bracha. That's why the Mefarshim say that if you really want to be very yashar in this halacha, you would say like this. Really, there's nowhere in the world you can make such a bracha. Because either even if a person is killing, he doesn't have malchus, he's just a dictator, there's no covered. There's no covered malchus, there's no malchus. Everywhere you look, there's nothing. The malchus is in the dumps. Because Hashem's malchus is in the dumps. It pains us. You know, it pains us. So the only time that this bracha will come back will be Mashiach Tzidkenu. That will be like the restoration and the gilui of this bracha because the Kavod Malchus Hashem will come back. And that's what you have here at the end. And the last Mar Makam, which Rishon Mazama says, Haroya Melech Yisrael Chacham Mevarach Shtei Brachas. Shechalak Mechachmas Aleireyav V'shechalak Mechfad Aleireyav V'eino Kodol Mevarach Achas. His machlok is about whether you should group them into one bracha. He says no. V'chein Nevarach B'riyas Mashiach Tzidkenu V'mehev Amenu. Amen.